Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Campbell County Fire Department sees sharp increase in July fires. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. It's been a busy summer for the Campbell County Fire Department, with July bringing a sharp increase in fires and putting additional pressure on staffing. The Gillette News Record reported the department responded to 51 fires in July, compared with just 11 during the same month last year. In all, firefighters handled 386 calls during the month. Battalion Chief Brian Borgelli says the department has responded to 146 wildland fires so far this year, burning more than 11,000 acres. Coal seam fires have been particularly challenging. Those fires can continue burning underground and later return to the surface, requiring significant manpower and equipment. Fire Chief Jeff Bender says the department has recalled career firefighters 24 times in the past 30 days to help cover large incidents while maintaining emergency response in Gillette. Fire Marshal Stuart Burnham says repeated recalls are taking a physical and mental toll on firefighters. The department proposed adding 9 firefighters over 3 years earlier this year, but the funding was removed from the county budget. Officials say they hope to revisit the staffing request next year. PAC Attack adds twist facts in Wyoming primary. With Wyoming's primary election tomorrow, several political action committees are spending heavily on attack ads that misrepresent or exaggerate candidates' records. According to Cowboy State Daily, Wyoming Way Action PAC has raised nearly $600,000 and is attacking U.S. House candidate Chuck Gray, claiming wind farms are taking over Wyoming because of Chuck Gray. While Chuck Gray approved several state land wind leases, he later opposed two much larger projects totaling more than 37,000 acres. Meanwhile, the $1 million Protecting Wyoming Values PAC, funded exclusively by Gray's father as of late July, has attacked opponent Steve Freese as supporting never-Trump Republicans. Freese did donate to Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney, but those contributions came years before the current Trump-era Republican divide. And Wyoming's Turn PAC falsely accused gubernatorial candidate Eric Barlow of sponsoring a 2020 fuel tax increase. Records show Barlow was not a sponsor and actually voted against the bill. The increasingly expensive attacks come as Wyoming's Republicans prepare to vote in tomorrow's August 18th primary. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.